Hello and welcome to the Sid Warrior podcast. The audio you're listening to has been taken from the live video podcast from my YouTube channel Siddharth Warrior. In today's episode, we have stand-up comedian and improv artist Abish Matthew. Welcome everyone. This is episode 3 of my podcast series and I am so excited to welcome Abish Matthew back on my channel.
Woo-hoo! Abish. Yeah, I missed your channel.
Woo-hoo! Dude, yeah. I have missed conversations with you.
Yeah, I miss writing notes. I miss asking questions that don't make sense.
I would say that out of everybody who's been on my channel, you have asked the most sensible questions as far as neuroscience is concerned. And I still remember oxytocin by. I still remember the diagrams you made.
I still have it.
You do?
I have it somewhere. Must be.
There were people who asked me about oxytocin by because I had put it as a caption in the post today. And people who had not really attended the old lecture series didn't really know what that was about. So I actually explained it to a couple of people.
I'm glad it's getting into the cultural fabric of neuroscience students. Is oxytocin bhai.
So I think that I'm going to refer to you as oxytocin bhai today. There was a lot of very happy memories from that lecture series for me.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. So I was just asking you about what have you been up to, and you're telling me about how this is version 2 of your new house.
Yeah, me too. The concept of a house is what is surrounding my work area. So during the lockdown, my living room in my old house became the work area, living area, everything.
Right.
So now that I moved to another place, there's a nice, small, comfortable room, which I'm like, this becomes like my, I haven't done anything with it, but this is where it's going to be V2. So I'm making a desk instead of buying. A friend of mine, Johan Pace, he's made desk for Island City Studio and all. So I'm asking him to build a desk according to my requirement. Because the thing is, most desks are tall and I'm comparatively short. So I need a footstool when I'm sitting on this chair. So I'm trying to figure like a mere height ke liye kya sahi rahega.
And are you building a like that rod to keep your foot on under the table? Or is it something more fancy than that?
No. Nothing fancy for comfort. Everything is built for tech.
For like efficiency.
Comfort, because for example, I need a camera and I need a light.
Right.
So instead of putting them on C-stands or tripod, which take longer, at the end, I'm attaching these 4 rails of monopods where they can just attach and I can, you know.
And you can pull them up, down or whatever. Oh, damn. That is good. That is good.
It'll be a dedicated. Yeah, so I was like, might as well experiment and see. He's also super fun. He's also like, he wants to do it. So.
Is there a vlog on that?
Man, the thing is, every time something cool happens and I think like I'm gonna pop my camera out, I'm gonna vlog it, I'm gonna show everyone.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, just live the moment.
Dude. Okay. I need to ask. So I recently had this discussion with my wife. I say discussion, but I mean argument. On how much vlogging is too much vlogging. So I have not vlogged, but that temptation is there. And when you go for a trip, when you travel out, there is this temptation of just, let's just pull out the camera, let's just record stuff, let's see what happens out of it. And the counter argument is, why? We are in the moment, we have to be here. Vlogging sort of takes something away from that moment. What do you think about that?
I don't think it takes away from the moment, vlogging. Sometimes that little inconvenience ends up becoming a future memory. Like, for example, I have this friend, Wandering Lloyd, okay? He's like a traveler and he travels with us and he's like a fly on the wall. He'll be able to capture all things. And towards the end of the trip, he'll make a vlog and send it to us. And we're like, wow, we wouldn't have put the effort in. So I personally feel my brain, you know, the judgmental prefrontal cortex,
sure.
Oh my God, vlogging. I don't want to vlog. How do I live the moment? But somewhere, I think, all the way down to the gut, which has neurons which are unexplored, it's like, bro, do it. You know you want to capture this. You know this moment is good. And sometimes putting the camera in front makes people want I mean, it depends on the person. So I think vlogging is good till the time there's consent from the other person. I think something like
that. Yeah, because it's you're not vlogging just your life. Your life is shared with other people and they may not want to be vlogged.
Yeah, and there are so many things I get to know. Like when I saw Tanmay and Kaniz's vlog, I'm like, man, there is so much I've learned about them because of the vlog. So I am like, it's a great idea. Then I finally understood what the problem was. Yeah. It was my prefrontal cortex judging things that I can't do. I'm judging, saying that nahi nahi chhod yaar. You know, I said some shit like, I don't want vlogs when there can be documentaries. And then there is this part of me like, tu kaun
hai? This is what.
Kaun docu? Tu chup bait. Tera autobiography bhi tu hi nahi padega. Tu chup bait.
So vlogging is basically making a documentary on yourself until somebody else does.
I mean, I see what you've done there. You've given a very normal fact, but you painted it with like the paint that you wanted to be seen it with. So yes, I think it's very cute to watch vlogs because it's very voyeuristic. Yeah. And the beauty of doing vlogs, and the reason I support vlogging, is because I also want to do it.
Yeah.
But I don't. Every time I'm like slightly lazy. So I'm like, that's too much effort. I know it'll be good, but I want to put, it's just that. So you should do it. I think it's great for two reasons. Algorithmic reasons. Mm-hmm. Number one, it's easy consistency. Your life is interesting. You have to show it.
Yeah.
I know I did three, even though that was one point. Number two is that it allows you to I wouldn't say plan better, but it allows you to be like, it should be an interesting
thing, yeah,
or that needs to be something interesting we need to do.
Yeah. The one thing I liked about the idea of vlogging is that it makes you think as a director of your own life. So it gives you a third person perspective on what this will look like from outside. And you start thinking about your own life as, like you said, let me have every incident as a start, an end, a twist. And that is interesting. It just gives...
Yeah.
It allows you to detach a little bit.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
To be honest, the vlogs that I've done haven't thought it out in whatever, it's just one or two that I've done.
Yeah.
I just edited whatever came, put it. So I'm the worst guy. You should ask your friends who have done like so many vlogs, which get like hundreds and thousands of millions of hits.
I really should. I'm going to give a huge welcome to everybody in the chat. Guys, all of you, thank you for joining in. I've been on a sort of a break for 2 weeks, but thank you for joining in. And Avish is the perfect person to, welcome the channel back. Avish, the chat loves you. And just say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody. Wait, I want to see the link. Can I see it? I want to say hi to everyone.
Yeah. One sec. I'll just, shall I just send it to you? Hold on.
Oh, no.
Go ahead. Did you find it?
Yes, I can see you. Yeah, I was on your channel.
Perfect.
Oh, God. Yay. Hello, everybody. Thank you.
Ankit Agarwal said, Avish just saw Kaniz's vlog. You are amazing. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen the vlog. I know that she was premiering it today at 7
p.m.
or something.
Yeah, yeah.
We were just at Kaniz's house only right now.
Oh, really?
That's why I got late.
Is she okay? I didn't see the vlog, but I just saw the headline and so she's okay, right? Yeah.
She's great. I mean, the doctor had to tell me on the side like, yo, you need to tell her to like, calm down. Kaniz is like, I'm fine. So...
Yeah, I wanted to text her and just ask her how she is. I think I'm going to do that. I really want to call her on the vlog, on the podcast.
Please do.
Yeah.
The vlog. Ooh, Freudian slip. Might as well.
Didn't mean it.
Dig deep into this.
Didn't mean it.
You would say it's because of the muscle memory, because my tongue has been saying vlog for such a long time. But the very fact that you wanted to say podcast, which is two syllable, and vlog is one, really makes you think how much effort would your brain want to put when the entire idea is to reduce energy consumption. Mm.
This is where I feel like I might have taught you too much. I have to ask you, when you're using neuroscience terms, is it just something that you do with me, or is it something that you actually end up thinking about even otherwise, since we've had those conversations?
100%, like otherwise also.
Yeah.
Like it's just, it's like, before I did your lecture, for whatever book I had read about neuroscience, wasn't neuroscience as much a power of habit, you know, smarter, faster, better. So pattern recognition, you know, 33% rule, or life living by code or something.
Right.
The 33% rule, the explore-exploit ratio, cognitive overload. So that concepts were there. So when I started doing your lectures, I was able to understand those concepts are fitting in which part of the brain.
Yeah.
So then I was able to like, oh, maybe. And then I remember you and I sat down, we were working on this.
Right.
You told me that this is neurons and all are being explored, but gut has so many neurons which are unexplored. And since that day, I have started doubting my gut lesser, because my brain is saying that, bro, tereko samajh nahi aa raha na. Sorry, for the people who can't see, I'm talking about my gut.
Yeah, don't just point.
My gut has many neurons, which I need to be comfortable going with also.
You need to be comfortable with what your gut neurons are saying.
Yeah, because you know, when you say gut, no, people mistake it with heart and gut, and you know what your instinct is saying.
Right.
And then your brain doesn't, these words don't make sense. But when you told me there are neurons that the brain doesn't know, I'm like, tereko bhi kuch nahi pata, theek hai? I'm listening to this guy now. So
basically, every conflict you ever had neurons fighting with each other.
At war.
They're at war. It is complete Game of Thrones going on in your body.
Full.
You don't know who is going to be.
Ek to idhar bhi peace nahi hai. There is internal like civil war happening.
Right.
There is external pressure of barbarians coming, because you don't know them, so they're barbarians. But they're like coming in, and ab wo yahan par kahin fir pata hai kahan par fuck up hota hai. It's like, you know where it is. And then it's like, and then shit like, you know, I really like you. Oh no, I just met you.
Why did I say that?
Yeah, why did I say that?
And
now, you know,
there is a whole twist to this, because even your heart is surrounded by neurons and nerves. There is this whole thing called as the
three kingdoms. My God, I just thought it was brain and heart. Then as a brain,
yeah,
and heart. Heart be a brain.
That's going to be season 3. The idea of how everywhere there is conflict, it's just neurons fighting for supremacy. That is what is going on.
I agree. Now I have to think of heart also. Like, hey, buddy, what are you feeling? I've been ignoring you for some time. What? No, there. Shh,
shh, shh, shh, shh. Dude, so when you're in your work, right? So when you're doing Son of a Beach episodes and all that, now whenever you're trying to write it, do you think about creativity any differently? Do you think about creativity in terms of...
I think I've been able to understand... like, for example, because of, I've realized that cognitive overload can make you disinterested in making a decision. That's the negative side. But also, cognitive overload can lead to behavioral changes. Like, for example, if you start listening to a lot of hip hop beat with a little bit more focus and attention, right, you know, you start talking in a flow, you start figuring. If you start watching a lot of comedy specials, like with focus, you automatically in a couple of weeks or in a couple of days, you start thinking in the voice of the comics. So that's also cognitive overload.
Right.
So I feel like it's how you weaponize these things. So by learning these things, I'm able to like, okay, maybe tackle it. Yeah. So by understanding the geography of the brain, I haven't understood much, because I can't control anything. But like, I think I've been able to reason down and be like, okay, this, if you are ever in trouble, cognitive overload.
It's very interesting that you said that. So I used to write poetry before. Mm. And there was a time when I didn't have any other artistic outlet or creative outlet. And since I started doing YouTube videos, a lot of my ideas have started coming out as, let's make YouTube videos out of this, or let me make tweets out of this, or let me make Instagram posts out of this. 2 saal pehle koi followers nahi the. Tweet kiya to bhi, it's like tweeting to a wall. Koi padhne ke liye tha nahi. But now, if I get an idea, I rearrange that idea into a tweet. And I realized that I haven't written a new poem in the last 1 year, because a new idea can take the shape of anything you want.
It's true.
It can become a tweet, it can become a movie. Provided you give it that structure.
Man, this is exactly what I felt 5 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago. It just, there's an idea which I want to put in a song, but I'm like, I'll put in a joke. And then I put in a joke, then I'm like, it fits in a song. Then, and I feel like, yeah, maybe, how about you have an idea, explore all formats. Because all four formats will come out differently is what I'm, I don't know. I'm not trying
to. That would be a crazy experiment though. You have an idea and you don't commit. You let it be. You let that idea be. You don't commit to any one form. And you see what all it can become.
Yeah. I mean, I'm... Yeah, absolutely. There are things that I'm working on which are like a... One is comedy, one is music.
Yeah.
And not necessarily coinciding.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also trying to... let's say figure. Okay. For a better lack of word. Figure a... Same idea done in two different ways and two different tracks.
Like parallel, right, but not influencing each other. They are independent.
No, no, no. Like imagine, have you seen, there's this one movie, I think Woody Allen's, where a dinner with assholes or something, I forgot. It's basically different perspectives of the same event.
Oh, okay.
So similarly, if it's a certain concept, give it a comedic and I guess, I mean, prefrontal cortex and gut. Let's see how that goes. Maybe one thing like that, not the entire album, two songs. So I was like,
that'd be interesting. Have you done that? One idea, two forms.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of writing that. Yeah.
Wow.
I've written it. I'm just figuring music for it.
Interesting.
A friend of mine is helping.
Okay. Interesting. Since the last couple of months, I've tried doing that a little bit because I've been exploring social media and I've realized that. An Instagram post versus an Instagram reel. What is the difference? It's apparently reels have better reach and all that stuff. So if you are tempted to, if you've put out an idea as a tweet, earlier what I would do is I would screenshot that tweet and put it as an Instagram post. Mm. But now you realize that you can convert it into a very small 15 second or 30 second reel. But then it changes its form. It's the same fundamental idea, but it changes its form. And this is like bachcho ka khel, like it's all small. I wondered if at a very large level, would you be facing the same thing that if you get an idea, should I make a TV show out of it or should I make a, you know, something very big?
I'll be very honest, right? It's, there are always two reasonings. What do you want to do and what will sell? And when I mean you sell, you mean how many, what will get views? For all you know, your poetry in the form of spoken word, I mean, like when you perform on stage, will get more traction.
Yeah.
But it's more beautifully handwritten as a crafted note.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So maybe that's where the art is, and this is where the selling of the art is. The good thing is to do both, but keep doing both. Don't just do one, and then because then you run out of money to sustain your art. So you need your, hey, this is for Instagram so that you know me. But this lecture that I do is what my art is. This is all selling the art, which is also important.
That is so true. I 2 days ago, have you heard of Anire's poetry?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So
I saw a photograph of yours on Instagram that you put up.
Right. So I had attended a Women's Day function that they had done. And a lot of them had performed. And I was attending a poetry show after maybe a year. And that sort of got me thinking, and what you said, right, ki it's about who you hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
If you attend a poetry show, the next day, the random thoughts that you get sort of start arranging themselves in form of poems and not as tweets.
Yeah, exactly. Cognitive overload. You've just overloaded your system with a certain pattern of behavior, which softly has settled in. And you figure it out. Because again, habits are also formed little by little, right?
Yeah.
So that remnants of that high steroidal poetry, this thing has left you thinking. I saw Hamilton and for not live, again, on just on Hotstar, I saw it and my brain was, I think I had to clean the back of my wall because it exploded from here. And so I had to clean it up. You can't see it. Put it that way. So I saw it far more times and I realized there are other orifices in my skull that can explode. It's that. And when I saw it so many times because I was enjoying it, because there was a part of me that wanted to see it. As soon as I saw it, I was like, I need to write songs. I need to go back to school days. I need to just write songs, get it out.
Yeah.
And that process is in. Which is why I'm not on Instagram right now. I'm not putting any stories. I'm just, ever since the beginning of this year, I've been just back out.
Interesting. It's almost like if you want to put out one particular form of art, you need to block in all other outlets and let all art come out through only one.
I have tried where I try to do a lot of this,
yeah,
but I'm doing such a that my brain is overworking. Like, it's able to process, it's about scheduling time and I can manage it and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But when it comes to like, what are you feeling? What do you want to write? It's like when you go to therapy and if you have a meeting before and meeting after, you're just shitting through your therapy session.
Wow.
You're saying, but if there's nothing to do before, nothing to do after, then you enter at a certain mood, you exit at a certain mood, you talk about, and then you realize, oh, I have to tell you about this one thing. So I am the, yeah. So I think I am the product of over preparation.
Mm-hmm.
And in this, I'm trying to de-evolve back to when I started music and comedy, which is... Yeah.
Which is like 10, 12 years back?
Yeah, 12. What do I want to put?
Mm.
Instead of what will people want to see?
Mm.
And I think like you said, no, like you're taking one art and you're putting it in different forms and trying to get the traction.
Yeah.
We've, like a lot of us have done that. And some of us are still wanting to get that up in number. I'm very satisfied with my number. I am not the top comic. I know I didn't aim to be and don't have the biggest numbers.
Right.
But I've got 8 seasons of a show, and a 4 season of another show. And then I'm like, okay, now what do I want to do?
Right.
Okay, I want to do music. How do I want to do it? Just write whatever you're feeling, just put it up. You're a funny guy, instinctively you'll be funny. Don't try to add political nuance just for no reason or social nuance for no reason. Just write.
Yeah, don't go for the clickbait just because you have to go for the clickbait. Is that...
Yeah,
something like that. Interesting.
My friend Dinkar had come over yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And there's a song I had written and I was just asking. He's the director of Son of Vish 7, Son of Vish 8.
Wow.
He took it, which is an Audible podcast. He's a musician. So he came. I told him on my birthday saying that a gift is just give me a track that I can do this thing in.
Hmm.
And he heard it. And man, in an hour and a half, he gave me something. I genuinely... Kanu was here. Kanu said it sounds good. Kanu said it sounds good. I'm like, okay, there are people who I... respect their opinions, like it, and they're not saying, they didn't say it's nice for a comedian, they just said it's nice.
That's a big difference.
That's a huge difference.
Yeah,
you're like, you're a funny guy for a doctor.
Yeah, you know? So that's different. I was doing a neuroscience workshop this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and while I was talking to people, I realized something, that everybody wants to be unique.
Hmm.
And traditionally we are taught that the way to do it is to pick one career, pick one thing, and just go after it, go after it, go after it, until you reach the end of it, you become the best in the world, so to speak. That is a very long process, and kudos to anybody who does that. But I thought, how cool would it be if you, instead of doing one thing, you allow yourself the time and space to do two things.
Mm-hmm.
And you explore two things and you somehow find a niche that combines those two things. It could be any two things. But as soon as you suddenly combine them, you are one in five people in the world who are good at those two exact things.
Yeah.
Right? And like, for example, a stand-up comic and a musician, they are both very different tangents. But if you combine the two, suddenly there aren't many people like you.
Yeah.
And
I think music and comedy is something that a lot of people are doing for years and years and years. And I did it when I entered comedy, then I gave it up because I don't know, I wasn't as good. Not that I'm good right now also, but I remember the combination of different skills and assets is where your uniqueness lies. Now, for example, all of us forget talent and skill, because a lot of people get intimidated with the word talent. Ki mere paas talent nahi hai. Main bathroom mein jata hu, mere paas talent nahi hai. I think the word is interest.
Hmm.
Find your interest that peaks. Like, I'll give you an example of what's happened to me during the lockdown. Okay, not throughout, just like one of the small pockets of it. Season 7 got done, season 8 got done, and I was like, yo, what do I do next?
Hmm.
So I've got Journey of a Joke. I'm like, okay, I'll work on that absurdist and be building that. Then what else do you want to do? You want to write a special? I was like, yeah, special looks good. Special looks good. Special.
Right.
But sketch show, sketch show is also good. Sketch show. Hey, web series. Yeah, I wrote this movie. Ooh, movie I can do. I remember that story. Music. And I'm like, oh, damn. But stand up. Oh, Instagram. If I do Instagram, my numbers will grow. And if my numbers grow, but damn. That's what's been happening. So I'm just like, it's been for years that I'm like, damn, just dedicate, overload your senses with music, get into the flow of what you want to do, write your own shit. It'll take you a year.
But it's going to.
Year later, if it doesn't work, you'll be like, I'll come back to you. Stand. Remember Instagram? Yeah, that was an old app. Now there's a new app called Jangigram. Jangigram makes you popular. You have to put up 1 second video and then you become popular in 1 second. And that's the new app. And then you join that app. So one for the kitchen.
Oh my God. There are so many things I want to say. First of all, you held a torch. And that was the whole, you're diverting your attention onto different things. And I just remembered that whole discussion that we had of how attention is a torch in the jungle.
Yeah, it is. Oh man, you put it on Instagram also.
Yes.
Your interest is the lighthouse in the darkness, my dear friend.
Damn.
Poetic. Then, what did you say? Flashlight in
Streetlight. Light.
Lighthouse in the amidst the darkness
of the ocean
of darkness,
and something that guides you when nothing else is there. When do you still write sketches?
No, I don't write sketches anymore.
It's done.
It's done.
Wow.
I've done it for so long.
Yeah.
And then writing sketch, I even studied in New York. Kenny's were also there. And I wasn't like, it wasn't, I love acting in sketches. Don't get me wrong. I love acting. But after doing ARB sketches, I haven't acted much. Then I thought I'll write sketches. So when I wrote sketches, they weren't as good as like the powerhouse writers that those guys are.
Right.
And then I was like, okay. Yeah. Then I was like, I'll do something else. There's something else. I like, all my friends have web series, okay? And I genuinely told like, 2-3 of them, like, why the hell didn't I get a call for audition? They're like, oh, I thought you'd be busy. I said, nobody asked. And that's the problem. I should have asked them. But that's the thing. So acting is another thing which I'm like, I'm really interested in, but I have no control over that. That is dependent on opportunity. Unless I write. And but I'm not very interested in writing to cast myself, because when I write, I don't think I'll be good enough.
Wow. So,
music.
Yeah.
I know exactly the delivery that's needed. So if I need to get a musician or a rapper or a producer, they'll still have to do what's in here. So that's why I like acting over writing.
How is improv? So improv is different.
Is the soul.
Got it.
Improv is the soul of all form of comedy for me. Like even when I'm writing on paper, I'm still improvising in my head what's coming out and putting it down. So the gut is very active in improv. So if you get to your head too much or improv, yeah, you find a different flow of it. But improv is, like I was telling a few friends of mine, saying, if I could go every Saturday, every 3 days in a week, if I can do an improv show with whoever, like I can go, I can come back, but the show's still happening. Oh man, it'll keep the entire industry sharp.
Right.
Because you're literally learning to give, take. It's a very cool process. And then obviously stand-up does that also, if you go on stand-up, but it's a more individual process. Improv is more like, it's
give and take.
So it's more, it's a taste. Like if you're a fan of metal and if you suddenly come to a singer-songwriter concert, you're like, yo, what is this? Improv is a singer-songwriter bubble, very like, yeah. And I like that. And stand-up slightly more like hardcore metal, because there's a lot of like, I want to make you laugh, I want to make you think, I want to do all of this.
So stand-up tries to take more control, and improv is more in the flow. It's okay if you have a little less control. It's okay. You're thinking
improv
on the spot.
Is about, I think improv mostly is about, improv when you do, it's always taking, it's about making the other person look good. That's the bare basic rule. So if your brain is to make the other person look good, no matter what your upbringing is, no matter how alpha you are, you're like, yo, I need to make this person look good. So it's a weird place where you're like, yo, like you look good if you make the other person look good.
Wow,
so the other person's recognized and alley-oop.
This just turns the whole social construct on its head, because in every other situation, you are going through life trying to get yourself to look good. Now I feel like everyone should do improv.
Everyone should.
Everyone.
I know, no one does.
Maybe everyone is. Isn't every social situation an improv? You walk into a room and there are so many people in the room. You are trying to read the room, try to...
Wow, you got it. Everything is improv. Yeah, that's... Everything is improv. That's a new t-shirt. Everything is improv. Kaniz is going to file suit for like, hey, it's my place. You take a neuroscience, leave improv to me.
Oh my God. I'm not doing improv voluntarily, but I just realized that I've been improving my whole life. Every viva is improv. Every exam is improv.
Everything is improv. That's true. Yeah, gut over your brain. So every time you flash a flashlight and if it's interesting, that's one area of interest.
Yeah.
Similarly, you look at other area of interest and then try combining. And then something new comes up. Like if it's music and fiction, then how about like a Flight of the Conchords?
Right. Fiction. It's just,
There's a lot more.
I tried doing that a little bit with medicine and poetry. And it had some incredible effects. Because I realized that that is a very niche thing. That there are very few people writing poetry on medical conditions. Yeah, tell me.
Okay, I just understood. Because when you said writing on medicine, I was like, what medicine are you popping before writing? That's what my brain thought. And then I was like, no, that's not, he can't say that on stream. Then I'm like, yo, he's a neuroscientist. What if he's so evolved that he's like, ah, ye to chahiye hota hai. See, can you take a little bit of medicine that I am, that is prescribed by some people?
Guys,
open this
chat. Do not take this as a mini clip, okay? This is... No.
But yeah, writing poetry about the medicinal field.
Yes. Being a doctor and a poet and writing about the limbic system and writing about stuff like Parkinson's disease, because you don't have that many poems on Parkinson's disease or Alzheimer's or whatever. And after I started writing it, I realized that there is an entire organization called the Hippocrates Organization that meets once a year, and it only has medical professionals who write poetry. And there are some 300 members around the world. And I didn't even know that such a thing exists.
So you're a perfect candidate.
I did. I went there. I actually went to London once to perform there. I perform at one of their conferences. It was beautiful.
Get out of here, sir. Really? Oh,
yes.
Look at that.
I won a competition.
Won also.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, dusted properly. But the point is, that is when I really understood that if you just mix two niches and find an intersection, it's, you're automatically one amongst 100 or 1,000 people in the world who do that.
Everyone who's watching in the chat also, just write down two of your interests.
Yeah.
That are there. And I know half of you will try to crack jokes, but let's see if there's any... non-comedic, because then I think that niche could be their niche as such.
Yeah, any two things. It could be as random as pottery making and engineering or whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. And you keep any two adding things. New niches. So my point is that from one niche, add another one, then you become more experienced in life.
Right. Fitness and CS. That's interesting. I mean, as soon as you see any two random things, if you are creative enough, you start thinking of how you can mix up those two things in a very unique way.
True. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you might not do that automatically. You might think that the one is my career and another is my hobby.
Hmm.
And you will, because you are not brought up, you're not trained to think like that. You're not trained to put hobbies and your main career together.
Yeah. People always say, don't work with your friends. And in my head, I'm like,
why?
Who the fuck are you gonna work with, you piece of shit? Sorry. But like, would you much rather work with strangers who come with a degree in your face saying like, I will take care of you? Or would you work with a friend and say, yeah, fuck it, let's figure a name with the name I have?
Wow.
So I don't understand. Don't work with friends. I was like,
why not?
Work only. And work alone. Tu akela kam.
You know, that's the improv coming out.
Yeah, that's the improv coming out.
But one thing I really like about artists in general is just that when you put two doctors in a room, you will never hear them say, chal, let's start a hospital together. Let's do something together. And you put any two artists in a room from any field, and in 10 minutes they're like, bro, kuch collab karte, kuch banate.
Kuch karte. This word collab is where I'm like, ugh, but I know the meaning. Is that just do something together? Let's figure. I feel like, again, here's another thing. Cognitive overload. If you want to work with someone, overload the system by talking to them. Figure a reason to talk to them. Like, if I want to work with somebody, I'll be like, I want to do another season of this show, Cup.
Right.
So I'll start working with those guys so that I get to the ebb and flow of work. Like, you know, if I want to do music, then surround yourself with musicians.
Yeah.
If I want to do more comedy, surround yourself with comedians, I'm guessing.
Create that frequency. Yeah. Call them for a podcast. Yeah, something
call
like
that. Call them for a podcast. Yeah, perfect. So if anybody wants to do stand-up, right, you know, every comedian will tell you the same advice. It is to go for open mics. The reason is the act, the nervousness, going to an open mic, watching everybody, learning, coming back is such a huge hit because you're not in your comfort zone. So the comfort zone, let's say, shuts down the valve of new learning.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're in the comfort zone. You're like, yeah, I'll do another master class. You know, I've got threes. I'll do online classes.
Yeah.
Yeah, stand-up I learned for 3 months. And 3 months, my open mic. A week later, you'll be like, a day later, you're like, you're writing whatever nonsense garbage is coming out. But the month of all that absorption will help you.
Yeah.
But why 3 months when you're like, okay, agle hafte mein ko open mic karna. So overload your system. Not overload, comfortably, like till it doesn't become boring. There's like fine line. So that's what I would say, what you said, right? The gut.
Yeah.
Go by your gut. How much do you want to see? What do you want to see at the end of it? Like I was watching, there's all my friends are good quizzes, okay?
Like, KB's.
Fantastic quizzes. Everyone's such a huge fan. And I'm a dumbass when it comes to GK, GQ, GK.
GK, knowledge.
Yeah, really bad at it. And I was like, I'm not going to. Hold me at a debate. I'll catch you at a debate. I'll catch you at like something else, but not like this. I started watching Jeopardy. Just fell asleep and I'm like, nahi ho raha hai mere se. So I saw Iron Man.
Yeah, I actually, I also think that I am much better at reasoning and logic than I am at general knowledge. And I got a lot of comfort in realized that there are two different parts of the brain that handles fund of knowledge and logical reasoning, and the part that does logical reasoning is much more important. So I comforted myself. Yes, we are much better off
because that's what we got. So I'm just saying, there's the other side as well. So you know,
no man, I'm just saying we are much better off. We are much better off.
Sure.
Except,
as a neuroscientist, you're not allowed to say which is better off. It's supposed to each their own. You know, some nonsense.
No.
Come on, dog.
Screw that. When I'm threatened, I'm just.
What is it? Your limbic system.
Your amygdala.
Your brainstem. Your amygdala. Everything.
What? So. I've been seeing that you're gaming these days. What's that about?
Man, I'll be honest, it's a weird thing because I have been, like, obviously all of us have been playing games for a long time, but I played games till today, all games I keep playing.
Okay.
There are only strategy games mostly. I don't play first person shooter. Not a big fan of, like, you know,
those Age of Empires ones.
XCOM, RimWorld.
Oh, okay.
Planetary Annihilation. I can show you my Steam. Actually, can I share screen?
Of course you can.
There's a game that Venkara made me download also. It was really fun. updating Steam. Anyway, till the time it's done.
Yeah. So, one second. You used to play Dota and all that?
No, not Dota. Again, anything that became too...
like open world competitive things. No, you don't want that.
As in... No, it's just for my brain to cut away from the real world. I used to just flat out just game.
Yeah.
Any problem?
Game.
Any issue? Just game. Don't worry.
Brilliant.
Game.
Brilliant.
Just figure your game. So I'll show you. Okay, 1 second. Some of these games are fun. Some of these games are okay.
All right.
Can I share my Steam screen?
Yes.
Sure. I think I'm going to share my... All right, can you see?
Yes.
So,
Oh,
For
wow.
example, Cities: Skylines, Cyberpunk I haven't played, Fallout Shelter, General Dousting Garden I made me download, doesn't work on Mac. GTA I'm playing right now, Mortal Kombat I'm playing right now.
Dude, that is half the problem. This Mac and Windows thing, no, it's just super annoying sometimes.
Yeah, this is but thanks to Omen 15 powered by AMD Ryzen, this is the computer. I have dedicated that entire. I'm just playing games. So the reason I started streaming is, I was playing Rocket League because I genuinely love playing Rocket League.
Right.
And I was sorry. This is all the games in case.
Wow, Tekken 7,
Zombie Defense, XCOM, War Thunder is in. Unturned in Play, Total War. Oh my god, what a great series.
Which one? Total War?
Total War. All the Total War series are great. They are just mind-boggling. They go on like the Civ 5 view, and then it goes immediately into your third-person, like AOE view.
Right.
Rimworld is fantastic. Rimworld is a great game if you want to get into cognitive, like, it is behavioral changes. So you need to understand your character. They have likes and dislikes, and you need to give them priorities. You can just give work priorities. They will figure according to their personality trait. So fine-tuning each character.
That sounds good.
Project Zomboid is also, it's mostly inventory-based games. Planetside is normal. Planetary Annihilation.
Phasmophobia, I know. That's like that horror thing, right? Yeah.
Yeah, horror genre?
Horror genre.
So yeah. So,
wow.
So when I play games, that time I'm completely overloading my system. But then that's why I play strategy games, because I enjoy it, because then my brain is able to then, after playing games, I was able to like I write down notes immediately,
so do you,
and I'm like, okay.
Yeah. So the thing with strategy games is sometimes you actually do need to take pen and paper and note down stuff, like you have to plan ki aage kya karna hai, what kind of, you know, what kind of
because
skills to buy and all that.
Especially because you're going off to sleep, right? And you want to know what you've already thought of. So you need to write down, okay, make sure you do this expansion and come back. But if you're playing actively, if you're playing passively like I am, the gaming will make you think of your, like, there are a couple of games that make you think.
You have
to think of resources that you're getting in.
Right.
Because there's no way to chop wood. You have to now grow wood. So you have to think of growing. So that means you know winter is coming. So you need to change it. So
there is a game called Settlers of Catan.
Yes.
You've played it or you've heard of it?
I've played it, the board game.
Yeah, the board game. Correct. So then there is an online version as well. It'll be really fun to play with you sometimes.
Add it, Settlers of Catan, but you get the point.
It's the same concept.
Resource,
yeah. And so the gaming that you are doing now is first-person shooter with Omen.
No, I'm doing all kinds. Like,
Achha.
I'm part of the Omen squad, so I'm bringing them to play Rocket League on this Wednesday on the Omen channel, because I am good at that game. All other games I'm bad at. Okay, it's the one game that I'm good at. Just let me play.
So that is what? That's like a first-person shooter, right? Rocket League?
That's Rocket League is a third-person car football.
Oh, okay, okay.
FIFA,
it's a third-person thing.
Carmageddon, they put it together.
Got it.
See, two interests put together. Boom.
Wow, okay. So you don't play stuff like Valorant and all?
I do play Valorant.
Oh, you do?
I am bad at it.
Yeah.
Most of my time in Valorant is played watching other people's gameplay, because I'm dead and right-clicking from view to view.
There is chess coming up again. The news got to you.
Is it? Yeah. I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
I'm guessing there was some rumor in the pipeline that.
Really? I haven't gotten any intimation. Intimation, bro.
End of March. I'm just saying.
Wow.
I mean, I may be the first person to let you know. That king needs to start doing push-ups again.
I think I need to retire from chess. I think it's done. I peaked. I think that it's peaked. Can I be honest? There was something I was telling this to Samir. So generally, I know I'm bad. Okay. Now, the reason I play that way, it's because when you're playing to win. I know I'm not going to win. It takes a lot of brain to win. So I am looking at two things. It's got to be an entertaining game.
Right.
Number two is if I am planning something and some guy comes and kills this thing that I'm planning, then the entire board is dedicated to screw over whatever that piece is. It doesn't matter who wins, who loses. Ye game marne se pehle, was it oont? Oont jo side se nikal gaya na, ab tu wait, ab chalo sab queen, king, anyone remaining is all going board left, just like you out. Then I'll figure.
This is a strategy that nobody else can even wrap their heads around. The opposite king is feeling left out. Then why is everybody targeting this bishop?
Yeah, maybe that's why. It's just like, yo, if you're playing, okay?
Unbelievable.
Don't go easy. Okay, don't, poor thing. Little pawns, like little, those guys, slowly take it away. Take care.
I remember after the last COB3, I was talking to Srinath, who was coaching Nishant. And I was just telling him that I want to know your opinion about that game. And he said something very, very valid. He said it's impossible to prepare against chaos.
It's flattering. It is very, thank you so much. It's very
like I could totally imagine him tearing up notes.
Yeah. Vengeance.
Kya hi kar sakte.
You're playing to win, I'm playing to kill. Just murder whoever. Just there'll be one. Just, why do you ruin this? And that's it.
Yeah. If this was a movie, the sequel would be you gunning after some poor rook, saying, part 3, this time it's personal.
This time it's personal.
Wow. It was
okay,
never...
Here's another, what my brain thinks. Which is the most talented piece? Most versatile, most talented piece in chess?
So the queen is too easy an answer, so it's not the queen.
No, it is. It is.
Oh, it is. Okay. I thought there was something very deep.
No. I wouldn't ask trick questions. I don't want to make it look dumb. I genuinely is asking
yeah,
your supporters.
So it's the queen. The queen. Yes.
Then, why the hell will you not protect your queen against everybody?
With your king.
You screw your king, dude. Too late. Ye queen has more power. It's unfortunate that the game gets over when your king dies, but
right.
Your strongest piece is the queen.
Can we accept today on Women's Day that it is such a screwed up sexist way to look at it that the most powerful piece is not what wins you the game? King kya karta hai?
I would say king bahut karta hai. करता नहीं है किंग के साथ किंग बहुत करता है
ओह गॉड बट या दिस स्ट्रेटजी होल्ड्स दैट यू प्रोटेक्ट द क्वीन इवन विद द किंग या दैट मेक्स सेंस
आइदर या सो बट द वे यू प्ले चेस इज द वीकेस्ट पीस यू ट्राई टू सेव व्हिच इज द किंग
या
एंड द पॉन आल्सो हैज द सेम पावर इफ यू लुक एट द किंग एंड द पॉन दे आर द सेम बट द वैल्यू ऑफ दिस कास्ट सिस्टम इन चेस इज दैट ये मर गया तो गेम खत्म है सो आई एम लाइक तुम सब डिस्पोजेबल हो ये क्वीन को बचाओ तुम
डियर या आई फील लाइक आई विश आई कुड डू एन एंटायर सोशल कमेंट्री वीडियो विद यू जस्ट ऑन द बेसिस ऑफ चेस
मेबी वी गॉट टू गेट ऑल द चेस प्लेयर्स ऑल द ग्रैंड मास्टर्स टू कम एंड सपोर्ट यू सो दैट इट्स नॉट लाइक या There was a stream that Saurav was doing, and he had asked the GMs and all the chess players to come, and he had asked me to come. I got so nervous. I called up Samay. I was like, bro, he's asked me to come. All the chess players are there. You mad? This is a joke. We know this is a joke. You can't legitimize.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there is a lot to be said of, you know how I was watching these GM matches, and they would always play something unexpected to throw the opponent off their preparation. So that is exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to, I'm genuinely trying to play a very smart game. Nahi hota yaar. I'm telling you, I just
there is okay. I mean I think at some point I do want to play one game with you, but that would be
yes, please. The only time chess.com is open.
Yeah.
When I'm streaming with some chess in the middle. After nothing.
Really? I thought that Rakesh would have given you a complimentary GM title by now. Just on the basis of chess.com. There is one thing I really want to ask you, and it's something that's been on my head, about how when you start off, right, becoming popular, you enter into that popularity from different ways. Like some of them become through poetry or through comedy or whatever. Do you feel that once you do enter in and you become popular and you have a lot of followers, it's almost as if your primary gateway of entry becomes secondary? It's fine. It doesn't matter now. Now you can do whatever you want and you already have an audience. Is that valid? Is that a valid thought? Do you think that you can become anything else after you've had an audience? Or do you think that the gateway into popularity matters?
So I think, first of all, we all need to realize that we are all in one profession called popularity.
Yeah.
We started off wanting to be artists. We started off wanting to be musicians, comedians. Then we tasted popularity and it tastes amazing.
Yeah.
Like the benefits. Oh, great, great, great. Yeah. And then you can continue your life like that. For me, I was like, what skill, what value, what talent, what have you added, what have you not added?
Yeah.
So at that time, for me personally, I was like, someone called me a social media influencer.
Yeah.
And I remember telling them, I'm not a social media influencer, I'm a comedian, I'm an artist.
Right.
And then I slept at night and I was going through my Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. I'm like, oh my God, I'm a social media influencer. I am a social media. And then I felt bad because it was a client and I felt so rude saying that to them.
Yeah.
That guilt doubled down. And then I was like, wait, there is a problem. What happened? And then I was like, okay, just back out for now.
I mean, I don't feel like I am anywhere even close to that. But then the idea is, I get really curious about these social dilemmas. You know, I really get curious about this sort of self-identity questions. And the last 1 year has been for me quite a, you know, up and down thing. So, of course, like because of the streams that I did with you guys, and there was suddenly like a lot of people who got to know about me and, you know, what I do. And it's like a very crazy transition. And you're not entirely sure now, because you feel like you still feel like exploring everything that you are, but at the same time now there is an identity that you are identified as this one person, like, so whether it's comedy and or neuroscience or poetry. The reason I'm asking is how much do you explore, or how much do you stick to your brand?
I think we need to explore. I think, okay, look at it this way. If you're on a highway of a road, and let's say for you, poetry was this one town you stopped at, you enjoyed yourself, then you moved on. Yeah. Neuroscience stopped there, and then you moved on. You still take a memorabilia, because by the end of it, you have to drive till you get to the top of the mountain.
Right.
So you're going, so now you decide which town you want to stay for how long. So right. I feel like with music, with radio, for me, I had a great time interning at one place and then working another place for 3 years and interning at another place for 2 years.
Yeah.
Done. Music felt like done. With comedy also, stand up as a form itself, I was like, I need to come back to it. But then
yeah
so I was like, maybe it's time to move, take the learning, see what comes out. Because wouldn't it be amazing if someone says Sid and they're like, yeah, I can't, what is he? Is he, he does so much. Like Childish Gambino, right?
Yeah.
Don Glover. It'd be like he's an actor, he's a musician.
Yeah.
The stand-up comedian's got a special out. It's amazing to overload the audience because you want to tell something. There's some audience that listens to music. There's some audience that listens to comedy.
Yeah.
But if you really want to put out something out there, you will look at all formats.
Everything that
you have. That gets transitioned. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know. I haven't done it. It's a lot of effort. I'm just saying it. I wish I learned it also.
No, but that makes sense. Because at the end of the day, you just have to be everything that you are.
Everything.
Everything that you are.
Just find out two interests, put it together. Find three interests, put it together. Do five things which have two interests, put it together. Just live a life where it's like you have no regrets. Ki, I wish I could have done that. Or did I have it in me? Just do it.
Brilliant. Yeah, just do it. There's no point in thinking that because I had these preconceived notions of how society expects you to behave, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. None of that. Just do it, try it out, then you will know.
Exactly. But remember, if you're doing it, for a lot of people, one for the kitchen, one for the soul is very important. So you need enough water to plant a seed. So you need to make sure you get water from somewhere.
Yeah.
Which is, you need to do whatever it takes to get that economic stability because you have responsibilities, which sometimes should be more than your ambition.
Yeah.
Then you can have ambition and then that responsibility, but you need to be aware that you have responsibilities and then you have ambition. So.
Oh yeah, this sort of makes a lot of sense. I think of it as earning your chaos. So you want to be free. You want to be able to try it and do whatever, but you have to earn it. You have to, and the way you earn it is through discipline. Discipline is that currency. So the more disciplined you are, the more chaotic you are allowing yourself to be. If you're not very disciplined, ironically, you can't be very chaotic because otherwise your life will fall apart. So people who are successfully chaotic, it means that they have put in a lot of disciplined hard work to allow yourself to earn that chaos. So it's
something for me to think of.
Yeah, it's like this.
Am I disciplined or am I just chaos? Like, I don't know.
So the thing is, if you are chaotic and functioning, it means you're very disciplined. It's just other people can't see it. Sorry. You are here. You're here. You have a self-designed table. You are
saying my life is a chessboard? Where everything I do is chaos? Is that what you're trying to say, Doc?
Yes.
Because if that's the king, if that's the thing, then I don't know what piece I am. Oh, man. So much to think of. Maybe I'm the entire board.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think you can take that analogy even onto your chess games. Because the more chaotic you are, that means that you're actually thinking in a very disciplined way. Interesting. Ooh. Interesting. Oh.
Jeez, I better give you my therapist number. Analyze me and then tell me. Yeah, this
right there.
Every time I ask my therapist, am I okay? She's like, how am I supposed to tell you? You tell me. I'm like, I don't know.
Who's
day today?
Who's therapist?
it's most of the time, it's about how much I can make them laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also don't. They're like, yo.
Wait, you mean the therapist?
Yeah, I always try to make my therapist laugh.
Wait, are you allowed to do that? Should you do that? Yeah, I mean, why not, I guess.
I mean, I don't know. I'm cracking jokes and they've got a point. They're like, your money. And I'm like, perfect. Listen to my jokes.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I mean, at some stage you would think that you would stop paying people to hear your jokes, but then I guess not.
Yeah. Here I am forcing someone to listen to me. For an hour. Every time they get bored, I throw in some sentimental shit. And then I'm like, yo, but remember. And they're like, just stick to
that. Damn it, dude. Okay. I had planned for a 1 hour podcast. I didn't want to take up too much of your time. I wanted to just have a conversation with you. So the idea behind these podcasts was never to have like a strict agenda or anything. It was just so that
this is improv.
Yeah, exactly. This improv. Just go with the flow. See where the conversation
go with the flow,
takes you.
Figure itself.
Right.
This is what I always say even to my, just start doing something, you'll figure it. Don't think like weird. Okay, I say, like, for me, I'm like, have a dream, God has a plan,
right?
Or like, have a dream, the universe has a plan. Or have a dream, your prefrontal cortex has a plan. Have a dream, your neurons have a plan.
Wow.
My point is, have a dream, things will figure it out.
Right. That's interesting. I think the way I will look at it is that there is a Google Map software in your head, but you need to put the pin properly. And you don't know how the map figures out the way. It's not your job. The software will decide. Right? Okay. See, this is poetry. This is how poetry comes in discussions.
Poetry. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Google map in my head, but you gotta put a pin on it.
Yeah.
If you like it, then you better go put a pin on it. If you're ordering food, then put a pin on it. If you're getting something delivered, then pin on it. See, this is the kind of shit I do with the therapist, and like, you lost the point. You were talking about your brain.
So. Yeah, you're talking about life decisions and finding a goal. Where did this song come from?
Yeah. Denying, you hit a serious spot. That's why immediately reflex action is crack a joke.
You know what? Okay, I'm gonna put a pin. Next year I want to do 1 5-minute stand-up gig.
Oh man, why next year? You mean in the next 3 months?
Oh yeah, so I should probably, yeah, next year is too far away, right? I mean in the next 3 months.
Which year do you think we're in? What has lockdown
done
to you?
Is it 2021? I think. No. All right. Let's say 3 months. Wow. I didn't think I would be announcing this on stream, but okay.
All right. Micro content. All right. So.
Wow.
So the three fan clubs of Abhish Mathew out there, Abhish Mathew FC, Abhish Mathew FP, and Abhish Mathew fan club. Sorry, Abhish Mathew _ fan club. Should take this clip.
Okay.
Oxide has said in 3 months. Stamp date. Gonna do stand up.
Good God.
I will just do it.
Wait, so. Good. You're gonna be my godfather in this.
Great. Hey, I'm gonna do preach, so.
Alright, done. We are on. Tell me one thing that you will put a pin on for the next 3 months, since this is a two way street.
Gonna...
And Chad, this is for you also. Put a pin on one thing in the next 3 months that you're going to do, which is crazy. Yeah, Abhish, what's your pin on?
Next 3 months, I'm putting a pin on music.
What?
I'll be doing a lot of...
Are you going to release an album? Wait, so, listen, a stand-up is really uncomfortable for me, so I'm going to have to put you on the spot somewhere.
Make music and then I'll give it to you on WhatsApp.
Oh, done. All right, cool. I'm gonna wait for your songs.
I'm gonna see you at open mics.
We have a deal.
Yo, in 3 months you're not going on stage. No. In 3 months you're releasing your first stand-up material on this channel.
Wow. So I have to start going for stand-ups like next week then. Wait, I have to start writing now. God damn it. I did not think this through.
Step one. Book yourself an open mic.
Okay.
Now.
All right.
Get that pressure working.
Yeah.
Start putting your thoughts in.
All right.
Start speaking to people. And then keep doing the same 5-minute material again. Make it shorter. Remove the things. See what's better. And then see if it's good. Throw it away. Then work on something else.
Got it.
So if you're, the way you went on stage the first day and 3 months later is the same, you haven't grown. So...
Okay.
Hypothesis is a comedy set.
Hmm.
You have some, you'll have maybe one or two pieces remaining. Everything else is refurbished and something new has come up from that.
Right. And then every time you go up on stage, you're just seeing, you have to constantly take feedback. Who is laughing, who is not, what is it? Okay. And you can't take it personally, right? Because there will be some jokes that don't land. It's not...
Yeah,
whoa,
yeah,
I'm already getting palpitations, dude.
Yeah, you will take it personally, but it's to remember... So if you can write one joke, it seems like magic. You have to write another one. You have to make magic into science. Magic is nothing but science without understanding it.
Wow. Yeah. So magic is science without the background knowledge. Like, how did that happen?
Yeah.
Dude, it's just electricity. I mean, okay. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, there it is. I'll send you music.
That's the thing.
You'll set up. Boom. 3 months.
Done.
3 months.
Chat
us to see if I can do something with music. I'm not like.
Yeah.
I'll send it. I mean, okay, cool. It's a pin.
It's a pin. That's the important
people
thing.
People on your chat. Only for the people who are watching you. Nobody else.
There are, yes.
How many people?
205 people listening. 205 people are witness.
You guys, you're witness, you'll listen to music and you'll listen to stand up. That's what it is about.
This is superb. Okay, so there are people who are putting up some interesting stuff. They are going to reach, wait, what? Six-pack abs for, wow. All right. But
you
then,
know who? Six-pack abs pin. Good job.
All kudos to you, man. Okay. Wait. Switch my job. I'm going to build an app. Start my podcast. Awesome, Deepika. Woo! Very cool.
Pin.
That's a pin. Put a pin on it. Amazing. Digital portrait art. Learn a headstand. Put a pin. Wait.
Pin.
Okay. Yeah, but be careful when you're putting a doing
a headstand. I can do a headstand, but pin.
Don't back out. Noted. All right. Guys, it's a deal, okay? Whoever is in this chat, it's the deal. 3 months mein karna hai, jo bhi bola hai. This is it.
I'm remembering you by name, okay?
Yes.
You know who
will have a six pack? Deepika will start a podcast.
Deepika podcast.
Yeah. All right. Amazing. Done. Saurabh, build an app. Oh, Rajat is going to quit smoking. Rajat, I hope you quit smoking from next, like tomorrow and not wait for 3 months. But all the best, man. All the best. Prepare for my boards. All right. Stop eating rice. Wow. All right.
Do it, man.
We believe in you.
See, your brain is the Google map. You put the pin. Sid Warrior, voyeuristic education.
Yes. Oh, wow. You had come up with that. I remember.
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff, man. All right. Done. I like this. I like this energy. I think it's going to happen. Abhish, because of you, it's going to happen. I will do this. Let's do it.
Put it on my calendar also. I'll tell you what. Right now, what's going on? March is going on. April, May. Or are we looking at a June?
April, May. March, April, May, June? June? June first week? Come on. June?
May.
Okay.
May last week.
Maybe. All right.
Yo, hold on. Sidio! I'm putting it on my yearly calendar right here. Hold on. June.
For God's sake.
I'm saying ERSW stand.
All right. So, Abhish, listen.
Yo, you better check this
out.
Oh,
damn it.
Journey of a Joke is happening.
Okay.
And I'm going to visit my family in Canada. And you see this?
Yeah. I see it.
It's entire.
Wow. All right. It's there. It's there on your paper. Now you can't change it. The universe is looking. All right. Done. Oh, man. Okay. If this actually happens, bro, I'm treating you for dinner. This is insane.
Done.
All right, that's the deal. I think we are sorted. Oh, Suhani Shah is in the chat. Hi, Suhani.
Hey, Suhani.
Her aim is to get a sleep schedule. Well, that's a good aim. I mean, it'll be magic if it happens, but it's a good.
Wait. You'll do it.
I will. All right. That's mentalism thing.
You'll do it, Suhani. You'll do it.
Yeah, we believe in you. All right. Okay, I think this is a great way to wrap it up. There is too much positivity now. I feel like all of us can just go and do whatever you want right now. Incredible stuff. Guys, thank you all. Chat, you guys have been amazing today. I hope that all of you, every single one of you goes and does that thing that you've put a pin on. Suhani, I hope you fix your sleep schedule. You know who, I hope that you get your six pack. You guys are amazing. I shall see you all soon for the next podcast. That'll be on Wednesday evening. And thank you all. Love you all. Good night.